Welcome to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. The South Dakota State Legislature is debating establishing June 19, also known as Juneteenth, as a working holiday in South Dakota. Opponents to the bill agree with the recognition, but urge lawmakers to recognize the day as a paid holiday instead. For today's In Their Own Words, we listen to the Senate State Affairs Committee hearing on Senate Bill 71.
We will consider Senate Bill 71. Are there any proponents?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. This is State Senator Jim Boland from Canton, representing District 16, all of Union County and the southern rural portion of Lincoln County. Members of the Senate State Affairs Committee, I bring to you today Senate Bill 71, a bill that will establish Juneteenth as a working holiday in our state. Juneteenth, June 19th of each year, is a day that is remembered because on that day in 1865, the slaves in Texas were informed that they were free. Texas at that time was a geographically remote area, and those held in bondage had not been informed that the Civil War was over and the slaves were to be set free by the 13th Amendment to the Constitution. For many years, Juneteenth was celebrated with celebrated joyously by many African Americans in parts of the country, but primarily in Texas, Louisiana, and Oklahoma. However, in 1980, the state of Texas gave official recognition to this day when they adopted a law establishing Juneteenth as a holiday in the state where it began. Over the last 40 years, almost all the states of the Union have adopted some kind of official recognition for this day. This last year, the tragic death of George Floyd in our neighboring state of Minnesota in May of 2020 caused a renewed interest in this day. South Dakota is one of the few states not to recognize Juneteenth in any official way. Our governor did issue a proclamation for the observance of Juneteenth, but I believe it would be better if we, as the legislature, officially recognized Juneteenth in our laws. That's why I'm bringing this bill today. I believe that recognizing Juneteenth and officially establishing it in our laws as a working holiday is an appropriate step to take at this time, and I urge your support for this bill. Thank you very much.
Thank you for your testimony. Are there any further proponents?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and members of the committee. I'm Deborah Owen with the Greater Sioux Falls Chamber of Commerce, where we have about 2,000 members who employ 80,000 workers in the Greater Sioux Falls area. The chamber rises in support of this bill. We think it's the right reasons, as mentioned by the bill's prime sponsor, Senator Boland. We also wanted to point out that South Dakota has a number of non-paid working holidays. We have 11 in the state, and that would include some really important days, which included Wounded Knee Day, Purple Heart Recognition Day, Bill of Rights Day, and the Little Bighorn Recognition Day. So we have a lot of working holidays. We think it's a good move forward as we try to, again, be more inclusive with our communities and thoughtful. Thank you. We urge your support.
Thank you for that. Is there any further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. My name is Sandra Waltman, and I'm the registered lobbyist for the South Dakota Education Association. And we just wanted to, first of all, thank Senator Boland for bringing this issue. He is our resident historian, so we appreciate that. Our state is becoming much more diverse. You're seeing the diversity in our schools, and we think that this is a good move to make Juneteenth a working holiday. So please support this bill.
Is there any further proponent testimony?
Good morning, Mr. Chairman, members of the committee. Carl Adam, President, South Dakota Bankers Association. Our association represents nearly every bank in South Dakota, totaling over 70 banks, also a big employer group. We think that this is definitely a step in the right direction for South Dakota. It's inclusiveness as our state does become more diverse. In a former life, back a dozen or so years ago, I was state party Republican chairman. And this is the foundation of our party, to include and free people from slavery. So I urge all of you to look very, very favorably upon Senate Bill 71, and I want to thank Senator Boland for bringing it forward. Thank you.
Is there any opponent testimony?
Good morning, committee. Thank you for your presence. And my name is Naomi Ludeman. I am lobbyist for South Dakota Voices for Justice, and I am here to oppose SB 71. We appreciate this, however, and we appreciate Governor Noem's announcement this summer. We oppose it, however, because we believe that while We have this list of working holidays in the state of South Dakota. This date of June 19th is more than just one event. It's an event of 200 years of slavery, which our people, the people of 11% in the United States, were emancipated from slavery. Historical trauma. The trouble, the pain that it was for them to work through decades, years of trauma and oppression. It's not easy work. We need to make a mark. South Dakota needs to make a mark for the people in this state who have been enslaved, who have this history as part of their story. And the healing can go one more step further. This is why we oppose that it is a working holiday and instead support that it be a paid holiday. Thank you.
We'll move on to any other opponents online, and I believe that Chloe Clements will be up next.
Good morning, Mr. Chairman and committee members. My name is Chloe Clements, and I'm here as a citizen of Sioux Falls to openly oppose SB 71. In 2020, Governor Noem, like many people mentioned today, joyously proclaimed that June 19th would be recognized as Juneteenth in South Dakota, a truly appreciated notion. But now, as a community advocate, an active member, not only in my community, but in my racial community, I need to continue to openly oppose SB 71, a bill that would make Juneteenth a working holiday. Many people wish to testify here today in opposition of SB 71, and I would like to think that I carry their voice with me as I share my testimony. African Americans are not a wronged group of our society. We are 14% of our country's population, or 1.5% of our state, as our state chamber CEO mentioned. We cannot move forward if everyone outside of able-bodied, white, heterosexual people are seen as others in a group. We are citizens, and our country has committed and continues to commit grievous acts against its citizens. I would like to draw a parallel to the Holocaust. The Holocaust was a roughly five-year time span in which 6 million people were killed. Slavery was a 200-year time span in which 10 to 15 million people were killed, tortured, raped, kidnapped, and brutalized. The legacy of slavery remains carried on by sharecropping, Jim Crow era, housing discrimination, and most recently, police brutality, not to mention the continuing cycle of oppression and poverty. The Holocaust is acknowledged as a day of remembrance, which happens to be today, January 27th. We need a day of remembrance. Juneteenth is a day of jubilee, a day in which community members mark the end of a horrific time in our great nation, a day that should be celebrated by all, not just African Americans. Juneteenth marks a day in history that we can say in unity with no man or woman above another that we have chosen to move forward together, something myself, my partner, and my four children celebrate yearly, something we wish to share with the community. To achieve the version of America we all aspire, it is imperative to understand our history and to use that knowledge to move forward. This needs to be a concerted effort amongst everyone. I am grateful that Senator Boland has sparked the conversation surrounding Juneteenth, and he has increased awareness about such an important holiday. But I believe the next actionable step towards the true recognition of Juneteenth would be as a paid holiday. South Dakota is my home, and it is a great state of opportunity and great people. As South Dakota continues to boom and attract people from all walks of life, I want to ensure that South Dakota is known as an inclusive state that celebrates all life. I want to encourage change that is not performative. And I imagine that you all do too, which is why you're in the business of change. We can get a step closer to that today by voting against SB 71 and later voting yes for SB 89, a bill made for real change by making Juneteenth a paid holiday. There is no half acknowledgement. There is no middle ground. Take action today. Thank you for your time and dedication to our state and nation.
The bill passed in the Senate yesterday, 26-8. It now goes to the House for committee consideration. You can hear the complete hearing testimony at sd.net. Follow the South Dakota Legislature link in the meeting archives section.